VOA News, I'm Christina Menenti. Explosions were witnessed at a Beirut funeral for Hezbollah members and a child killed in Tuesday's pager attack. AP correspondent Charles De Ledesma reports.
Explosions have been heard at the site of a funeral for three Hezbollah members and a child killed by exploding pagers on Tuesday, according to Associated Press journalists at the scene. Hezbollah's Al-Mana TV reported explosions in multiple areas of Lebanon, saying they were the result of walkie-talkies detonating. Meanwhile, the UN Human Rights Chief is calling for an independent probe into the mass explosions from detonating pagers in Lebanon and Syria. Volker Türk said in a statement, "The fear and terror unleashed is profound," and urged world leaders to step up. I'm Charles De Ledesma.
Israel's defense minister said the war was entering a new stage on Wednesday, with the center of gravity moving to the northern border area where more troops and resources were being transferred. A group of young activists in Turkey known as 1,000 Youth for Palestine is posing a rare and potent challenge to the government. VOA's Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Along with condemning Israel, the group 1,000 Youth for Palestine also took aim at Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan for sustaining Turkey's trade with Israel. The student-based group, since the start of Israel's Gaza military campaign, has targeted the export of Azerbaijani oil to Israel by way of a Turkish port. The group is also protesting Turkish companies continuing trade ties with Israel despite an official embargo. The group uses social media to broadcast its message, circumventing government-controlled media. Erdogan lost heavily in recent local elections. Activists say they hope to build on that. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
This is VOA News. Lawyers for Sean Diddy Combs asked a judge Wednesday to let him await his sex trafficking trial at his luxury home on an island near Miami Beach, rather than a grim federal jail in Brooklyn. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Sean Diddy Combs is in a New York jail after a judge denied bail for the music mogul indicted and arraigned yesterday on sex trafficking and conspiracy charges. He's pleaded not guilty. His lawyer, Mark Agnifilo, says they're back in court today appealing that bail decision, trying to get him out on a $50 million bond.
He came to New York to establish his innocence. He's not afraid. He's not afraid of the charges.
Prosecutors say Diddy used power and prestige to facilitate crimes, including so-called freak-offs, in which women were coerced to engage in sex with male sex workers while he watched and filmed. Julie Walker, New York.
Gisele Pellico, who was drugged and raped by dozens of men recruited by her husband, on Wednesday called the men standing trial degenerates, while attempt from some defense lawyers to question her credibility caused outrage in the courtroom. The trial in the southern French town of Avignon of Dominique Pellico and 50 other men accused of raping his wife has shocked the world. The case has also triggered protests across France in support of Gisele Pellico, who has become a symbol of the fight against sexual violence. The progress in Sudan is threatened by a new offensive by Sudan's paramilitary rapid support forces in the southwestern city of Al-Fashir, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Wednesday during a visit to Cairo.
The Sudanese armed forces have to halt indiscriminate bombing. Both must come together and come to the table to agree on implementing agreements that were reached in Jeddah and to stop this brutal war.
More than 12,000 people have been killed across Sudan since the war started on April 15, 2023. Mali's security situation remained unclear on Wednesday after insurgents attacked an elite police training academy and other strategic areas on Tuesday, killing trainees, overrunning part of the airport, and setting the presidential jet alight. Mali has not confirmed the death toll, but said on state television on Tuesday evening that there had been some deaths. For more stories and expanded coverage, you can go to our website, VOAnews.com, 24 hours a day. And don't forget to follow Voice of America on social media, on the platforms Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and X, formerly known as Twitter. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.
Music and more.
Music and more.